It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. When the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents met last week, they voted in favor of a UW-Milwaukee plan to lay off 32 tenured faculty due to enrollment declines and financial troubles. The Regents voted 17-1 to discontinue the College of General Studies, the unit that served UW-Milwaukee's branch campuses.
At their two-day meeting, Regents also approved asking the state for an additional $855 million for the upcoming budget cycle. Those funds are meant to help stave off tuition increases.
We'll take these developments one at a time. And here to talk about them is Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman. President Rothman, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So the Regents overwhelmingly backed this UW-Milwaukee plan to terminate the tenured professors using this 2015 state law that strips certain tenure protections for faculty. Why implement this law now? Why is it this moment?
Well, part of it is really being financially responsible and responding to student demand in the marketplace. But I think it's important to look back at the historic roots of tenure. Tenure was originally established, and I support tenure, and I support tenure strongly, but it was originally established to ensure that academic freedom is protected, that professors can speak on areas where they have expertise, that they can research areas, that they can do so independently in their areas of expertise, and not be subject to consequences, including the loss of their roles. It was not intended and historically has not been viewed as a protection of job security for life. And that's really the situation that UW-Milwaukee had to deal with in terms of a program closure, that there was no longer the demand for that program that there had been historically. And as a result, the board had to take a difficult, but I believe appropriate action as we look at being good stewards of state support as well as tuition dollars that our students pay us.
Does this layoff set a precedent? Does it signal to other academics looking at UW system schools to be wary of what it means to be tenured faculty here?
You know, I don't think it does. And if you look across the nation, these are challenges that universities are facing across the nation. This is not something that is specific to Wisconsin. I don't think it sets a precedent. It simply allowed for the exercise of the closure of a program for the reasons that Milwaukee laid out in some degree of detail that went to a university committee that was shared with the faculty senate.
Which didn't approve it going forward to the regents.
The university committee did. All of the members of the university committee did approve it moving forward to the regents. The faculty senate did not. But then that went to Chancellor Mone, and Chancellor Mone made the recommendation on the basis that's set forth in a fair amount of materials that I know you have access to. And obviously a difficult decision for the Regents, but I think in the end it was the appropriate decision under the circumstances.
Can we just do a level set for a moment with the status of UW colleges that were reorganized in 2018? Is this reorganization succeeding at its goals as we continually see these campuses now either closing or going online?
You know, I think you need to look, it's driven by demand, and the demand for the two-year associate's degree across the state has declined. That's a national phenomenon. I think the tech colleges are seeing the same decline in demand for the liberal arts associate's degree. So it's really reflecting a shift in the market. And we have to evolve to shifts in the market, and that's what we're doing.
So it's really about supply and demand here. I know State Superintendent Jill Enderle said at your meeting, only regent to vote no, she believed the UW system's multi-billion dollar budget could have found a way to preserve these faculty positions. What funding alternatives were there to layoffs?
We'll get to it, I'm sure, when we talk about the budget, but we're funded 43rd out of 50 in terms of our state support for our universities. And to just assume that we can make a financial decision and just shift something over, we don't have the dollars to do that. That's simply the reality that we're facing with. So I don't think it's a fair characterization that, well, we could have just picked this up somewhere else. You know, and I think you've probably seen our universities have been addressing staff layoffs, voluntary retirements, trying to eliminate structural deficits. And when you're 43rd out of 50, you don't have a lot of margin to simply fund whatever you have to fund, including trying to bring on faculty for which we had no work for them to do into the broader UW network.
We're talking about the Universities of Wisconsin with President Jay Rothman here and looking at recent votes at the Regents meeting in Madison last week. President Rothman, let's talk about budget. The Regents voting to ask the state legislature for an additional $855 million in the next budget. Why do system schools need this funding infusion?
I think if you look at it, I mean, I would argue that our universities of Wisconsin have been neglected from a funding perspective for the last decade or more. We now rank 43rd out of 50 states in the nation in terms of our state support for our public university system. You know, that's not the Wisconsin I grew up in. That's not the Wisconsin I know. We have put forward a budget that will try to get us to the middle of funding, to the national median. Which we think is an appropriate ask under the circumstances after the time period during which we really haven't been funded at an adequate level. But that funding will allow us to do a number of things. It will allow us to address student success issues, more academic advising, preparing students to be ready for their careers, mental health services, dealing with internships and funding undergraduate research, all of which allows our students to hit the ground running when they hit their careers. Ensuring affordability, the tuition promise that would provide an answer for students coming from families with an adjusted gross income of $71,000 or less. We are educating fewer students of lower socioeconomic means than we were 10 years ago on a percentage basis. This tuition promise would help the lower and middle class, gain the opportunities that a university education can provide them. It will help ensure quality. Depending on the position, depending on the university, our faculty and staff can be undercompensated by 10 to 20% relative to the market. I'm not talking about the private sector market, I'm talking about the university market. That isn't healthy. If we're going to have great teachers, we have to pay them fairly. And finally, it would provide investment for innovation, including in artificial intelligence.
I want to pause and just go back to, you talked about the Wisconsin tuition promise. I believe the system was funding the first cohort of students. Where will funding come in the future if you're not able to budget it in with this additional dollars you're asking for?
Well, we funded from some resources that we had. We could do one cohort, and that cohort started in the fall of 2023. Uh-huh. The students that are starting this fall do not have a tuition promise. We have a scaled-down tuition promise in no small part to the generosity of Ascendium Education Group that gave us some money to help fund it for a tuition promise for the fall of 2025. For students coming from families with an adjusted gross income of $55,000 or less. Ascendium put in money. We put in a lot of money at the system level, as did our universities participating in that. If we don't get the tuition promise moving forward, we will not be in a financial position to offer it. And I think that would be a huge mistake, because these are investments in the citizens of the state of Wisconsin. These are investments in students. 90% nearly 90% of the students, in-state students who graduate from one of our universities, are here 5 years later. They are filling the jobs that our employers are creating and helping Wisconsin win the war for talent. This goes to Wisconsin's long-term economic viability. It's quite that simple.
It seems as if you have Governor Evers on board, who has said publicly his plans are to propose more than $800 million in new funding for the UW. What is your message to lawmakers as they look at their budget, crafting their budget version?
Yeah, and I'm pleased. I've been talking about our funding status since I started in June of 2022. I was delighted to hear Governor Evers, when he spoke to the Board of Regents meeting in June, supportive of trying to get us up to the middle. And I think the conversation with lawmakers is to really talk about the long-term economic viability of the state of Wisconsin. Generations of Wisconsinites have invested in the universities of Wisconsin and built a premier university system.
the state legislature.
That system is going to wither on the vine unless it gets additional investment.
The state legislature is running this study committee on the future of the UW system. It meets again Thursday. You presented to the committee earlier this month on the enrollment numbers and system financials. What is your message to the study group as it comes up with ideas to stabilize the UW system and craft new legislation?
I think my message to the study committee, and I'm pleased that they are looking at these issues, and that really is about where can we invest in our universities of Wisconsin to help Wisconsin succeed, help Wisconsin win the war for talent, help Wisconsin be economically viable for the long run. I would hope that that's where we are focused, and I think that's an important role for the study committee to look at.
Where can we invest? Where can the state put its dollars to get that return on investment and keep Wisconsin competitive and viable for jobs and for employers to get to fill the positions they need right here in the state?
I think it is continuing to ensure affordability and accessibility. I've talked about the tuition promise. The participation rate in Wisconsin is low relative, and that's the net percentage of high school graduates going on to higher education, whether that be the tech colleges or to the universities. It's low compared to every other state around us. And we have an opportunity to increase that participation rate. We know that higher education is a great equalizer in terms of providing social mobility. The economic data around a college degree is unassailable. It is absolutely unassailable that over a lifetime, someone with a four-year degree on average will earn $1 million more in present value than somebody with a high school degree. That means economic viability for the state. It means increased tax revenue. And it means, most importantly, that we have people who are involved in their communities that are building economic vitality for our state.
President Rothman, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us. Jay Rothman is president of the Universities of Wisconsin. For disclosure, WPR is a service of UW-Madison.
Coming up on Wisconsin Today, dig into changes in voting here in the state, from the rural-urban divide to the gender gap and what it all means for election 2024.
The voters in play are the ones that decide elections in a 50-50 state like this one.
That's coming up here on WPR News.